活。阿门。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
在我们缅怀过去这三十年上帝丰盛的恩典要感恩的时候，我想跟各位思想一个历史的人物雅各他的一生。
As we think back the last 30 years and offer our sacrifice of thanks to our Lord, I would like to lead us to ponder aOld Testament historical person, Jacob.
我们要看他一生给我们什么样的启示。
We would like to see what kind of lessons and revelations we can learn from his journey.
刚才雅各跟以色列这两个名字呢，却是同一个人，两个不同的人生态度，两个不同的价值取舍，两个不同的人生观。
Jacob and Israel are the same person, but it represents two different life attitude, value system, and the way they go about things, he goes about things.
雅各这名字希伯来文就是捉或是说抓。
Jacob, this word in Hebrew means grab, grabbing.
他母亲怀双胞胎满月的时候，两个孩子就争着要出来。
When his mother was pregnant with the twins, the time is full and the babies were supposed to be born. The two of them were fighting in the womb to come out.
结果雅各输了。
And Jacob lost.
但是他抓住哥哥的后脚跟，跟着出来了。
But he grabbed his brother's heel and followed him out.
所以他得了这个名字。
Therefore, he got that name, Grab.
雅各的个性，处事待人，真是如同他的名字，时时找机会要抓，要收集，要得。
And the personality of Jacob is just like his name. He is always looking for opportunity to grab and to gain something.
有一次他熬了红豆汤，他哥哥打猎回来又饥渴又疲累，向他要红豆汤，雅各就趁机抓住要哥哥用长子的名分来做交换，结果得成了。
One day he cooked some red bean soup and just happened that his brother came home from hunting, was very tired and hungrySo he asked for some red bean soup from Jacob, and he saw there was a chance for him to ask his brother to exchange his elder son's title with the red bean soup, and he succeeded.
为什么一定雅各要抓呢？
Why did Jacob want to grab this title?
因为长子有特权。
Because the elder son has some privileges.
第一，长子可以继承父亲的名分，做一家的领导。
First, the elder son will inherit the father's title and become the head of the household.
第二，长子的名分可以得着加倍的产业。
Secondly, the elder son will receive twice the inheritance.
那当他们的父亲年纪老迈，眼睛昏花，该分家产，分别要他们为他们弟兄两个来祝福的时候。
When their father was old and couldn't see clearly, it was the time for him to divide the inheritance and give blessings individually to his two sons.
在他母亲的帮助底下呢，竟然冒充他哥哥的身份，骗取父亲给长子的祝福。
And with his mother's assistance, he cheated and pretend he was the older brother and received the elder son's blessing from his father.
当然，哥哥怀恨在心，宣布在父亲逝世的那一天，他要得雅各的命， 好像他打猎物一样。
Of course, that his brother harbored hatred in his heart and vowed that as soon as his father passed, he will hunt Jacob's life just like he hunted the animal prey.
雅各为了保命不得不逃难，离家背井，在一条陌生的道路上翻山越岭，要寻找一位从未谋面但是可能是唯一能够救他命的舅舅。
In order to save his own life, he had to flee his home and embark a journey over mountains and hills for a long way to go to an uncle that he has never met before, but was hoping that his life would be sheltered by him.
20年后，他回家了，他又抓了一大把的妻子、儿女，还有产业。
20 years later, he succeeded and he came home with a lot of possessions and many wives and children.
光是要送他哥哥，要让哥哥消气的，就有一大堆哈。你看，有440只羊，有50条牛。有60匹的骆驼，有50匹的驴子。
In order to appease his brother's anger, he prepared huge gifts, including 442 goats, 50 cows, 60 camels, and 50 donkeys.
在雅各12个儿子的当中，有一个很出色的，我们大家都认识他，约瑟。
Among the 12 sons of Jacob, there was one.Extraordinary one that we all know, it's Joseph.
在他做了埃及的宰相，大有功劳，所以埃及皇帝呢就要给他有大的酬劳。
He became the prime minister of Egypt, and the pharaoh really appreciated his.Lot of contribution and all the credits that he accumulated for himself, for him.
女的不算，光是男的，他的子孙呢就有70个，通通就搬到埃及，要去受皇帝的俸禄。
Herod invited his whole household, without counting women and children, there were 70 people. They were all invited to go live in Egypt and receive royal treatment.
那我们看起来雅各是很光彩，很成功，很荣耀，是不是？
So we would definitely say that Jacob's life was successful, was full of honor.
但为什么雅各在王的面前在介绍自我介绍检点的时候，他说我一生的年日是130岁，又短又苦。
But why did he introduce himself to Pharaoh with such self-assessment? He said, the years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult.
让我们稍微进入他的人生来看看这些细节。
Let us now try to understand the details of his life that led to this conclusion of his.
在创世纪2章7节那里说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, it says that the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground,and breathe into him, into his nostrils, the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
所以人有这个身体，这是外面的我。
So every human being has the outer shell, that's me, from outside.
我们每一个人有魂，知道我的存在，我会思想，我会记录，我有逻辑感，这是里面的我。
But we also have the soul that enable us to think, to feel, and to have memory.
人还有灵性，有品德、道德观， 会饮水思源，会探索人生的意义。
And we also have the spirit that includes morality, moral principles, and are able to have gratitude and to think what is the meaning of life.
我们会寻求我到底从什么地方来的，要往什么地方去。
We will also think, where did I come from and where am I going?
生命有不同的等级。
There are different levels of life.
动物的生命高于植物的生命。
Animal's life is higher than the plant's life.
人的生命又高于动物的生命。
And a human being's life is higher than the animal's life.
那我们的神是灵，灵的生命又高于我们人的生命。
And God is spirit, and he is higher than our mortal human life.
神要找人容易，但是人要找神不容易，往往找错了。
It is easier for God to find human being, but it's not easy for human being to find God. Often we found in different, wrong places.
人又不能没有信仰，因为信仰决定一个人的品德，一个人的价值观。
And man cannot live without belief, because belief decides our attitude, characters, and value systems.
你我好不容易找到了这一位真神，经验尝到他丰盛的恩典。
You and I, we have the grace of finding and knowing God. We have tasted and experienced his love and mercy.
圣经告诉我们说我们要珍惜。
The scripture told us that we have to cherish it.
在申命记四章第九节说，你要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得你忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9, it states, Be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live.
就是我们被别的旁物吸引了我们的注意力和焦点，使我们忘记了要将信仰传递给我们的子孙。
This is to remind us not to be distracted by things around us and lose focus. And we are to pass down our belief to next generations.
圣经很清楚地说，要传给你的子子孙孙。
The Bible says very clearly that you are to pass these teach them to your children and to their children after them.
所以我们做长辈的人不要忘记，这是上帝给我们长辈们的一个天职，是一个责任。
So we, the older generation, should never forget that this is a God-given responsibility to us.
当雅各闯了祸以后呢，哥哥要他的命，他不得不离开父母。
When Jacob ran into trouble, he had no choice but to leave his parents.
虽然父母亲很爱他，要帮助他，但是也爱莫能助啊。
His parents loved him, but they could not help him anymore.
他必须要走进一个完全陌生，对他没有把握的一个新的世界。
He had to venture into a world that he is foreign to him and he is very insecure.
他头一次离开家呀，哎呀，觉得很孤单，无助，就心里很害怕。
This was the first time he left his home and he felt very helpless and afraid.
他很疲累地来到了一个地方。
He got really tired and came to a place.
太阳已经下西了。
The sun has set.
他找了一个地方就睡觉。
He found a place and lied down and fell asleep.
一躺下来就睡着了。
He fell asleep right away.
我们一起来读这个记录好不好？在创世纪28章13到21节。
Now let's read together. Please open your Bible. If you don't have one, there's few, or you can open your phone app. We're going to read Chinese and English in the same time.
28章创世纪。
Genesis 28.
13到21节。
13 through 21.
创世纪28章13到21节。
Genesis 28, 13 through 21.
好，来，我们一起来读。
We'll read it simultaneously.
我是耶和华你祖宗亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那么多，必向东西南北开展，地上的万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也要与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保守你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各就许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又赐我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。很明显的，他的父亲以撒，从他的父亲以撒的父亲亚伯拉罕就认识神的大能和奇妙的作为，而且将这信仰就传承给雅各。
Apparently, his father Isaac did teach him about God and pass the faith down to Jacob.
所以雅各能够分辨向他显现的这位神是耶和华创造万物的神，是他父亲的神，是他祖父的神。
Therefore, when Jacob heard this, he was able to tell that it was God, the Creator, spoke to him. It's the God of his father, the God of his grandfather.
或者以前这一位神对他并不是那么重要，因为有父母亲照顾他，有亲人就围绕着他。
Maybe before God was not important to him because he had his parents, he has his family, and many people there for him to rely on.
但是现在没有安全感，现在没有可依靠的。
But now he feels very insecure and he has nobody to.
哇，神对他就很重要了。
Then this God became very important to him.
何况神直接的向他显现，对他说话。
And this God talked to him directly.
要告诉他，要供应一切，要保护他，要引导他。
And told him that he was going to take care of him and provide for him.
所以他马上亲近神，与神建立了很好的关系。
So at this moment, his heart then became very close to God, and he had that personal relationship with him.
你看，以前神是他祖父祖母的神，是他爸爸妈妈的神，但现在神就是他的神。
The God that was once his grandfather's God, his father's God, now became his own God.
神同在比什么都好。
How wonderful it is to realize that God is there for you.
因为从那一天开始呢，他就经历了神丰盛的预备、供应、引导、保护。
Because from that day on, he really started to experience God's leading, provision, providing, and protection.
虽然从他出生以后，这一位神就供应他，就帮助他，但是他不觉得 他也不觉得他看是看了但看不见，听是听了但不一定听得见。
Even though ever since he was born, God was there to provide for him, to protect him. But it's like somebody saw but didn't see, or heard but didn't hear. So to him, it was not a reality.
但在有需要的时候，与神一接触，哎，他的灵就活过来了。
But when he was in need and he had the personal contact with God, this God became a living God for him.
所以我们做父母或是做祖父祖母的，如果爱你的孩子，那介绍他认识这位神是何等的重要。
So how important it is for parents, grandparents,to really start introducing God to your offsprings, your next generation.
在创世纪三十一章开始记载，雅各在拉班的家又遇到了危机。
In Genesis chapter 31, we saw the account of how Jacob ran into challenges at his uncle Laban's home.
哎，他这时候就懂得祷告了。
There he knew that he had to pray and ask God.
我们向神呼求，上帝就回答我们。
And every time when you call, God would answer you.
但是他对神不是那么有信心。
But he didn't have that much faith.
所以他所做的、所行的、所执行的，跟上帝所启示的，就有一段的距离。
So how he practiced faith is actually still a way off from what God actually can do for him.
他用许多自己的想法来代替神要他做的。
He used his own thinking and his own smartness to decide what he wants to do.
这个矛盾的现象不止在雅各的生命当中常出现，也是在你我这些信主的人生命上常出现。
This contradiction actually was not just for Jacob, but it is for you and me. Often we run into this contradiction.
比方说，在创世纪三十二章第十节说，他经验神赐福和信实，所以他说：“你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配。”
Just like we see that he said to God that.I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant.
因为我逃难的时候经过约旦河呢，只有一根拐杖，但是现在回来的时候，哇，你给我两队的人马跟那么丰富的产业。
He said, I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two camps and tons of possessions.
十二节，雅各却对神说：“你曾经应许我，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。”
And the verse 12, he said that to God, "You have said, I will surely make you prosper and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted."
请注意啊，上帝应许他有很多的后裔。
Now pay attention to this. God promised him that his offsprings are going to be numerous descendants.
但是你看十一节啊。
But when we look at verse 11, this is from Genesis chapter 32. He said to God,
他说我怕我的哥哥不但会杀了我，还有杀我的妻子，还有杀我的儿女。
I'm very afraid that my brother will come and attack me and also the mothers with their children.
这是不是一个两个很大的矛盾？
Don't you see that there is a contradiction there?
若是上帝说，哦，你的后裔要像海边的沙一样多。
If God told you your descendants are going to be numerous like the sand on the sea.
但是当他遇见挑战的时候，他说完蛋了。我要死了，我的妻子儿女都要死了，那么上帝所应许的那些后裔还会有吗？
But when he ran into trouble, he thought, my life is going to be over, my whole family is going to be over, then the promise of God really doesn't count anymore.
啊，我们基督徒常会说，哎呀，这个是信心不够嘛，对不对？
We believers often say to ourselves, I don't have enough faith.
对不对？对不对？
My faith is weak. Is that right?
啊，你们总得要回应一下，不然我不知道你们恐怕魂游向外去了，去买菜去了，是吧？
Please respond when pastor asks you so that it will prevent you from wandering away with your mind.
会不会你会不会也就是有点说哎呀上帝啊我信心不够就完了。
Did you ever say, Lord, I'm just weak with my faith and that's it?
可是你假如看希伯来书第三章啊。
But if you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 3.
对于神的话神的应许你不信的话，这个叫做不信的恶心。
If you didn't believe fully what God said, then the Bible tells us that you have a sinful, unbelieving heart.
哇，这很严重诶，不是说，哎呀，我信心不够了。
This is very serious. It's not just like, oh, I don't have enough.
因为以色列民有许多进不了牛奶与蜜之地的迦南是因为这不信的心。我们新约时代许多的信徒不能够进入神的安息就是因为这个不信的恶心。
We saw that the Israelites, many of them did not enter the promised land was because of their unbelieving heart. And for us, the New Testament era believers, we also have the same problem. Because of it, we do not enter the rest of the law.
所以各位，神的话怎么说，是就怎么成。
Whatever God said, He will accomplish.
你要信这句话。
You have to believe.
你若是一方面想要信，一方面又自己来想出很多的理由而不信的话，这是不信的恶心。
If you in one breath say you believe, and on the next breath you try all of your own way to accomplish something, then it is that you have an unbelieving, sinful heart.
请你跟着我说。
Please follow me.
神的话怎么说？
Whatever God said,
是就怎么成？
It will be accomplished.
哎，这个是没有打折扣的啊。
There's no discount.
他话怎么说，你就信他。
Whatever he said, you believe.
哎，不然你就信一半或是信十分之一，这个叫做不信的恶心。
Otherwise, you will just believe half of the truth or even one-tenth of it. Then you have an unbelieving, sinful heart. When you read the Bible,
啊，有上帝给你的应许，
when you see the promise of God,
一定要把它做个记号，
make a mark of it.
上帝啊，你对我这样说，
Lord, you have spoken to me now.
这样信，
I believe it.
你要成就你自己所应许的。
I believe you accomplish what you promise.
你看神要更正雅各这样的不信的恶心。
So God wanted to correct Jacob's unbelieving heart.
在创世纪32章24节到29节我们要一起读。
Now we're going to read and see that on Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 through 29.
啊，这个是上帝要改革雅各不信的恶心。
This we see that how God is going to correct his unbelieving heart.
来，我们呢，他们来到了亚伯渡口，29节告诉我们，先打发他们都过河，又打发他所有的都过去了。
对不起，牧师。
29节。
哪一章？
32章。
32章二十九。
24节到29节，哎，对，23节，我说错了。
OK， 23节到20。Genesis 32:23-29。Let's read together.
在二十三节的时候，他们来到了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，所以他们都过河了。
after they arrived in the fort of Jabbok, he sent them all across the river.
好来，从二十四节到二十九节，我们一起来读。
So Jacob was left alone. 是二十四节。
三十二章二十四节到二十九节。
对。
来，请只剩下雅各一人。
Alone.
有一个人来和他试直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一下。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“您不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”那人说：“你名叫什么？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”那人说：“你的名要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。”雅各问他说：“请将你的名告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？”于是在那里给他们祝福。好，雅各与神与人角力都得了胜。
Jacob wrestled with men and with God and overcame them.
真的神胜不了雅各吗？
Is it really so that God cannot overcome Jacob?
神轻轻地摸了一下雅各的大腿窝，就叫他一辈子，就瘸了。
In fact, God lightly touched his hip, and then he became a lame person the rest of his life.
神给雅各自由意志。
God gave Jacob free will.
雅各用他的自由意志来抓世界，这些物质的世界，名利了，地位了。
Jacob used his free will to grab and pursue all the fame and achievement and possession, richness, wealth.
不是不好。
This is not that it's not.
不是不对。
It is not that it is.
是不够好。
But those things are not the best thing.
等到他德高望重。
When he became older and respected,
来到人生最高峰的时候呢，他看透了这一切都不够好。
When he arrived at the peak of his life, he was able to see that all of this were not good enough.
所有的成就又苦又少又短暂。
His years is only filled with its bitter and short.
认识神之后呢，他虽然从神拥有一切丰盛的恩典，却仍然患得患失、患失的，自我为中心呢，善用心机了，耍手段呢，这些都是耍不掉的老旧人。
Even though he was blessed by God with a lot of abundant grace.He still had that old person in him. He allows the gains and loss of life to affect him a lot. And he is still always self-centered. And he is a conniving person. And he tries to use everything to achieve what he wants to achieve.
他也知道他不能够没有神呢。
He knew that he needed God.
他一有机会就抓得紧紧的，把神就抱住了。你不给我祝福，我就不让你走。
Because we see that he grabbed every chance to hold on to God and say, unless you bless me, I will not let you go.
这就是雅各胜神的地方，这就是神输给雅各的地方，因为他丰盛的恩典。 当一个人寻求他帮助的时候，他一定会帮助他。
That is how God allowed Jacob to win, because of his loving mercy, whoever truly want him and want his blessing, he will give it to them.
上帝对雅各说，你不要再叫雅各了，不要到处抓了。
God told him, you will not be called Jacob anymore, and you will not continue to grab everything that you want.
你行事为人应该心意更新而变化。
You have to allow your mind and your heart to be transformed.
要查验何为神善良纯全的旨意。
You have to test and know what is God's good and perfect will for you.
神要他改名叫以色列。
God changed his name to Israel.
要他不要忘记在亚伯渡口与神较力的经验。
God doesn't want Jacob to forget the experience of wrestling with God at the ford of Yabok.
要雅各不再以自我为中心的人。
He wants to teach Jacob not to be a self-centered person anymore.
因为自我为中心的人就好像一个终身瘸腿的雅各一样。
Because a self-centered person is like Jacob, who is handicapped with lameness the rest of the whole life.
那上帝也借着雅各要对我们你我我们学习一个功课。
And the Lord wants to teach us a lesson through this example of Jacob.
我们不要做一个终身瘸腿、行不出力量的人。
Let us not live like a lame person all our life without strength.
我们若抱住以色列的神，在我们生命当中掌权呢，一切的祝福由他而来。
If we would hold tight to God and let Him do everything, rely on Him, that the blessings will come from Him.
好不好？我们读一节圣经，罗马书第十一章。
Now let us read together Romans chapter 11,
36节到12章2节。
Chapter 11, verse 36 to chapter 12, verse 2.
罗马书十一章三十六。
Romans 11 verse
36。来，我们一起来读。
For,
我以神的慈悲劝你们将身哦，对不起，对不起。
三十六。
啊，
往前。
三十一章第
三十六。
三十六节哈、啊，
对，
是讲到
由他，
我们万物本于他，依靠他，也要归于他。啊，这个意思就一个人呢，你我都是从神来的，我们生活当中，我们一辈子依靠他，我们将来还要回到他那里去，要报账的。上帝给你的生命，上帝给你的儿女，上帝给你的财产，你怎么样用都得要报账的。
So the verse 36 says, For from him and through him and for him are all things. So we have to remember, no matter what we have, how much success, all the things that we achieved, we have to remember it's from him and it's for him. And we give thanks and honor to him.
好，来，十二章一节到二节，我们一起来读。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 1 through 2.
来，请。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters,
劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。好啦， 各位，神的话或是神借着雅各要你我学习一个功课啊。
So we see clearly that God, through his example of Jacob and through his word, he wants to teach us this lesson.
雅各和以色列是同一个人。
Jacob and Israel, the same person.
两个名字。
Two names.
却带出两个不同的人生观跟结果。
And it leads to two different life experience and result.
若让老旧人雅各在生命当中把持的话，过的是短暂物质的这个世界，在那里争取豪夺。
If we let the old person Jacob take control of our life, then our life will be a short time filled with grabbing and toil in this world.
若是让以色列的神在我们生命当中掌权呢，他应许在我们所行的路上同在、引领、供应。
But if we allow the new person Israel to be to control our heart,then we can experience along the way all of his presence, his leading and his provision.
当我们或是我们的儿女向东西南北开展的时候，不是争取豪夺，而是给予，而是付出，叫地上万国因你我或是我们的儿女就得福，这个很重要，很宝贝。
When we expand our territory to the north, south, west, and east, it will not be to grasp, to hoard just for ourselves. Rather, it would be a life of giving and blessing others, so all nations will be blessed through us.
我们将不会患失患得的先哎呀，我的成就又少又短，又苦。
We will not be the kind of person that look at the achievements of the world so matter to that we would say, "Oh, I wish I had more accomplishment."
而且我们的成就呢，是世世代代的传承，是永存的价值。
Not only that we will not complain that it's too short, too hard, it will become a blessed life that becomes the heritage of the generations after you.
让我们从另外一个角度来看。
Let's look at it from another angle.
我们要看哥林多后书第五章14节到15节。
We will look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 through 15.
这是从旧约直接就进入新约了。
Yeah, now we are entering into the New Testament time.
哥林多后书五章十四到十五。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, 14 through 15.
我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
神借着保罗对新约蒙恩的基督徒这样说。
Lord, speak to us through Apostle Paul.
十四节，请。原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人基督众人死，众人就都死了，并且他必众人死，就叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主。当我们不再为自己活，而替我们死而复活的主活的时候，不单是理所当然的，而且是活在神的恩典和他丰盛的慈爱当中。
When we do not live for ourselves any longer, but live for the Lord who died and was raised up, then our serving and living for him,It's not a reasonable sacrifice anymore. Rather, it's a beautiful and filled of grace, a blessed life.
约翰福音十四章二十一节说。
in Gospel of John 14, verse 21.
所以有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的并蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
It says that whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
23节更进一步的说
that it says further on verse 23,
那些爱他遵守他道的人，他说我父也要爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.
你看，圣父、圣子、圣灵这宝贝要到你我这里，在我们心里居住。
Just think that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, is going to make his home in you and live with you.
Oh, hallelujah. 啊，三位一体的神，这宝贝要住在瓦器的里面，彰显神的大能和丰盛的恩典，瓦器竟然能够成为上帝赐福人的导管。
Hallelujah. When this triune God live in us, this very lowly vessel, through his power and his grace, we will become the channel of blessing to many people.
当我60岁的时候，我的儿女跟教会弟兄姊妹为我庆祝大寿。
When I turned 60 years old, my children and the church members gave me a birthday celebration.
很热闹。
It was full of joy.
啊，但是热闹过了以后呢
？But after the celebration,
我的心就开始发酵了。
I started feeling a little bit anxious.
人生怎么这么快啊？
I was thinking, how come life passed by so fast?
60岁，我再过五年就退休了。
Now I'm 60. After 5 more years, I would have to retire.
我就要从人生的舞台退到幕后。
I would have to exit the stage and become a backstage person in life.
每一位大概我们年长的人都会有这个想法。
Perhaps for those who are a little bit elderly, you know what that feeling is.
所以我就祷告神。
So I pray to God.
主啊，还有什么事情我应该趁着这夕阳无限好的年日啊，我最自由，我也是最有钱，我也是最有经验、最成熟的年代，能来做呢。
I was asking God, Lord, the coming years will be the most beautiful year, just like the beautiful sunset in the sky that we can enjoy and look, because I would have more money than I ever had, I would have time.And I can do whatever I want.
那圣灵就在我的心里边，一幕一幕的让我想起一些事情。
Then the Holy Spirit started to reveal things one by one in my heart.
在1980年代
，In 1980s，
郑师母跟我们到中国大陆去，眼睛所看的，耳朵所听的。
That I started to see and remember the scenes and the things we experienced when we went to China, Pastor and his wife.
邓小平宗教改革开放。
It was after Chinese President Deng, enforced religious reform in China.
所以我们90年呢，就带着弟兄姊妹就进入中国大陆培训。
So in 1990s, we led a team of people into China to build up the believers there.
哎呀，在乡下的地方，那时候传道人青黄不接啊。
In the rural area, they really needed pastors. It was so scarce for them.
他们非常的渴慕神的道。
They really desire to know God's words.
我们在讲道的时候呢，牧师常常说，牧师，今天给你30分钟讲，或是45分钟讲。
Before we start speaking, they often will ask, today we'll give you 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
这是在美国。
If that's in at United States.
但是在中国呢。
But in China.
我一上台三个钟头不让我下来。
I would speak for 3 hours and they wouldn't let me get off the podium.
那他们就在做笔记耶。
And they were taking notes.
我们在美国太丰富了，但在那边非常的需要。
We have our life really too easy here.
我们在
really need.
对不起。我们去培训的时候。
When we are on our trip there.
因为短宣嘛，所以我们就时间不长。
It was a short-term mission, so the time wasn't that long.
当我们要离开的时候。
When we were leaving.
哇，他们排队啊，欢送我们。
They lined up and say a bit farewell to us.
他们流眼泪的握着我们的手，什么时候你们再回来帮助我们呢？
Many of them held our hands in tears and asked us, when can you come back again?
你看啊，一方面我正在想，哦，退休了，我可以打高尔夫球，可以钓鱼，这些事情我都在想。但是另外一方面呢，圣灵，我每一次祷告的时候，圣灵就将那个一幕一幕一幕就显现出来了。
So on one hand, I'm always thinking, I look forward to playing golf and enjoying my life. But on the other hand, the Holy Spirit just kept speaking to me about the need in China.
我看见，或是那时候很多人从中国要往美国跑。我在美国已经几十年了，还要往中国跑吗？
At that time, many people wanted to leave China and come over here.But I have been in the States for so many years. Do I really want to go into China?
不过那时候也自我安慰了，只有4年5年嘛，就咬牙忍受一下，马上就退休了。
At that time, I told myself, it's okay, even if it's hard, it was just 4 or 5 years, then I will retire.
所以61岁的时候，我跟郑师母呢，我们就结束了美国所有的工作，就到亚洲去当宣教师。
So at the age of 61, Pastor Chen and Mrs. Chen finished the ministries here and returned back to Asia.
我想不到的一件事。
It's one thing I didn't anticipate.
你看，当你为着那为你复活而活的，做宣教师啊，不必忍受，是享受。
Yeah, actually, when you live for the one who died and raised up for you, you don't go there to bear something, but you don't go there, you go there to enjoy.
享受神的同在，享受神的恩典，经历他的信实，他为我们打开了19个省培训的工作。
Wow, we were there. We enjoyed God's presence, God's provision, God's love, and He led us to visit 19 provinces in China.
从一个地方到另外一个地方。
From one place to another.
这个培训义工。
The training seminars.
为他们就开一年制的培训班，或是2年制的培训班。
We began these training seminars, some for 1 year, some are for 2 years courses.
我们跟当地的弟兄姊妹一同欢欢喜喜的盖教堂，盖这个培训中心。将近20座。
We were so joyfully, building about 20 churches or training centers with the help of the brothers and sisters there together.
有一次我们当地的牧师说要举行布道会。
One time, they were going to hold an evangelistic meeting.
我们也没有充分的准备。
We really didn't have time to prepare fully.
竟然来了5000人。
There came 5,000 people to that meeting.
那个能坐2000人的教堂都满了。
It's filled up church who actually only has 2,000.
把它关起来。
We closed that 2,000 capacity church.
不是 we, 是他们，他们教会的那个。
Okay, they closed the door.
然后呢，还另外有3000人在教会的外面。
There were 3,000 people outside of the church.
我第一次被逼着到屋顶上去讲道，就是在大陆。
That was the first time I had to go onto the roof of a house to preach the first time.
你看呢，我进入中国不是5年哦。
And I was not there for 5 years.
也不是10年哦。
Not even, it was 10 years.
是20几年啊。
It was more than 20 years. We were there.
在里面就是一直做这个工作，直到COVID-19 发生了。进不去了。
We continued our work there until COVID hit and they couldn't go in anymore.
我们经历你为主而活，主负责你一切的责任。
We truly experienced that when you live for God, then He is responsible for you and He is faithful. He'll provide everything.
我们在中国各省培训的时候
In different provinces, when we were there training them,
我的儿女就带着他们的儿女要来看我们。
Our children will go to visit us with their children.
我们告诉他们，你们来的时候要背着诗歌，要献诗，要做见证，要上台的。
We told them each time when they came to visit.They need to prepare songs and they need to prepare testimony and they have to go up in the front to give their testimonies.
我有12个内外孙。
I have 12 grandchildren altogether.
这些孙过来的时候他们都要上台做见证。
All of them will come up and give testimony.
他们都信主。5个家庭。
They all of them believe.
那各位您也是一样。我相信你有儿女有子孙。
I hope that all of you, you have children, you have grandchildren.
上帝并没有说这是给你的特权，他是给我们每一个愿意为神而活的人都有这个特权。
God said that everybody who is willing to live for the Lord would have this privilege to do it.
在这我们庆祝30周年的时候。
Now we are celebrating 30 years of Grace Church.
我有一个祷告。
I have a prayer.
我巴不得从我们这个新恩堂呢能够出来一个5个10个愿意献身给神的青年人或是成年人。
My prayer is that from Grace Church, there will be one or five or 10 people who will commit their lives to the Lord and serve Him.
服侍神不必忍受，乃是享受。享受神迹奇事随着你，享受的弟兄姊妹大家一起兴旺神的国度。
When you serve the Lord, it's not a hard job, rather you enjoy.Experiencing God's love and God's provision, and you enjoy working with all the other brothers and sisters to serve Him together.
你不必去抓呀，像雅各。
You don't need to be like Jacob to grab things that he wants in this world.
上帝说，你给就有给你的。
God said, when you give, then you'll be given.
我巴不得我们个人或是家庭也能够享受这样的一个经历。
I truly hope that everybody and every family will enjoy this.
有人会想说，哎呦，我做传道人怎么吃饭呢？我现在不赚钱。
Some people would think, well, if I become full-time servant, how can I provide the daily needs?
我有儿女要养啊，恐怕养教育不好啊。
I have children to raise, and maybe I won't be able to give them good education.
你们都认识我的最小的女儿 Amy 跟 Luke。
Many of you know my youngest daughter and her husband, Amy and Luke.
在早期的时候 ，Amy 跟 Luke 还有 Geraldine 跟 Tom。他在我们这个教会那时候在大学的时候他带着他们的儿女就跟你们一起服侍主。
During the FDU days, Amy, Luke, and Geraldine and her husband Tom, they were all in this church serving with their children together.
当 Luke, 他从 Nanyang 神学院毕业的那一年。
Luke graduated from Nanyang Seminary.
他就跟 Amy 商量
He talked with Amy
说我们奉献一年的时间到中国做短宣
How about we give God 1 year and we go to China to do short-term mission
所以2003年1月1号
It was 2003 January 1st
他带了三个女儿 三岁五岁六岁
They brought their three daughters, 3, 5, and 6 years old.
他就去了以后，厦门大学就请 Amy 在那里教美国法律。
They went to Macau, and Amy was teaching American law in the university there.
所以有很多的学生就到我们家里来聚会。
So many students come to the home together.
一年满了。
1 year is up.
好多几十个年轻人信主了。
There are many, many young people that believe in the Lord.
所以他们觉得舍不得。
So they feel bad about leaving them.
延了一年。
So extended 1 year.
信主的人更多了。
More people turn to the Lord.
更舍不得了。
Made it even harder to leave.
到了第三年。
The third year.
哎呀，他们决定说，哎呀。我愿意为主而活，就把律师的工作，把这个工程师的工作通通放下了。
They finally said, we want to live our whole life for the Lord. So they put the jobs of lawyer and professors aside.
时间过得很快。
Now the time really flies.
他一待就待了十七八年了。
So they were there for 17, 18 years.
你的儿女怕教育不好吗？我看他们都教育得很好。
If you are concerned that their children won't receive good education, actually I can tell you they did. They all were educated.
我想我们看一看他的一个 video， 这是我的朋友在父亲节的时候寄给我的。他说你有没有看你女儿做了这样一个影片？
I would like to show you one video that was produced by our daughter Amy, and it was passed to them by a friend, and they said, "Have you seen this video that your daughter made?"
我现在就放这个 video 来做结束。
Let me just give a brief description of the video, and then this will be the end of the sermon. So Amy was talking in Mandarin, and she was telling people how the heritage of faith was passed down through the father and mother to them and how they, with this heritage, they all came to the Lord and through music, they all learned how to express their faith.
大家好，我是郑盈慧，我是郑龙宝牧师卓美智师母的老幺。我想先跟在座的所有父亲说，父亲节快乐。其实父亲节就是一个非常好的机会来回顾跟庆祝天父对我们的爱，那同时也是给我们这些有福气的孩子们肯定一下我们在地上的父亲所给我们美好的传承。那上个月我们的三个孩子给我庆祝了55周岁的生日，当天他们就跟我们的女婿啊、准女婿啊，花了一整天煮了特别的美食给我们吃。但是呢，我认为孩子们给我最美的礼物就是当我们全家饭后一起坐下来， 同心合一唱赞美诗的时候，当下我的灵就被苏醒了。我就想到孩子们会懂得用诗歌自己编词唱出来作为生日的祝福呢，其实这个传承就是因为我自己爸爸的印象。从小妈妈也就是这样子培养我们的，而我的爸爸最喜欢的礼物就是我们孩子唱歌给他听。每一次唱完我们诗歌的时候，爸爸的脸上就挂着一副幸福感。所以小时候他就常常创造机会给我们合唱。那我现在想一想，可能不单单只是因为赞美神是一个美好的服事，而是因为他更是一个蒙福的一个顺服，是不是？因为孩子们因为必须练唱就一直聚集在一起，那自然而然他们关系也好起来了。那同时我们就看到我们的小孙女也开始练唱了，三岁都还不到，他就学到了歌词里面的上帝是多么好， God is so good。 他也学到天父如何垂听祷告， He answers prayers。 然后他也学到我们需要学习爱神， I love him so， 因为呢他会再回来接所有他爱他的人到他那里去。然后最后这个歌词就是 He's coming back。 要不然我们现在就把当下的光景也唱给诸位的父亲母亲们来听，愿神借着这首诗歌也鼓励大家继续的把美好的赞美还有敬拜的生活在你们的家庭里面继续的传承下去。父亲节快乐。